Page 12. Bicycle portraits. Two authors show South Africa's cyclists finding their paths. When Mickey Mamp needs to charge her cell phone, she jumps on her bicycle and rides 25 miles in the dry, shimmering heat from her non-electrified home on a deserted farm road. Mamp, whose children are grown, is a rare figure in the rural Northern Cape region, the only woman with a bike in her remote village. The men in town tease her, but she ignores them and figures she has little choice because she prefers cycling to riding in a bumpy horse cart. "You don't struggle, you just get on," Mamp told a pair of authors. "You just ride, and if it gets a puncture, you patch it and then you can go." The authors are animator Nick Grobler and photographer Stan Engelbrecht, who wanted to find out why so few people ride bikes in a country that has so much poverty, often unwalkable commuter distances, and poor public transportation. What they found, after about 4,000 miles of cycling, 500 interviews, and countless punctures, was that South African bicyclists are like those in many nations without a strong bike commuting culture. Fearless, adventurous, thick-skinned, and, often, more than a little eccentric. A quiet joy. Grobler and Engelbrecht also reaffirmed their belief that bicycles could change the lives of threadbare South Africans like Mamp, especially in rural areas. The cyclists they met often expressed a quiet joy that they could go where they liked, whenever they wanted to, while others were anchored in their villages and townships. "We both believe that bicycles could really empower people in South Africa, where so many people rely on poor public transport infrastructure," Engelbrecht said. "People have to travel great distances to work. People really struggle with movement here." The risks of cycling. Unfortunately, there is a stigma attached to bicycles that may have originated in the apartheid era of racial segregation, when companies issued free bicycles to miners and other lowly black workers. "The reasons are complex," Grobler said. "People think cycling is only for the poor, so they don't want to be seen on a bicycle. They would rather take a taxi, commuter minibus, or a bus. The country's dangerous roads don't help. Bicycle lanes are unheard of, and drivers are so unused to cyclists that they forget to look out for them. People say it can't be done. In their minds, you can't ride on the roads because it's too dangerous," Grobler said. Celebrating cyclists. The pair rode around South Africa, seeking out wild, remote places, stopping every cyclist they met, and riding part of the road with them. When they didn't find a cyclist, they asked people to help them track one down. They collected hundreds of stories and portraits of bicyclists, gathered on a website, www.bicycleportraits.co.za, and in three photo books, all simply called Bicycle Portraits. "As we went around the entire country, we found that cyclists are often eccentric or a little bit outsiders. They love their bikes. They're really proud of them," Engelbrecht said. "We felt we really wanted to celebrate these people." Grobler and Engelbrecht were inspired by Stephanie Baker, an 83-year-old white woman in Pretoria, who rides out with dignified grandeur every day. "A lot of people in the old age home where she lives don't even walk out the front gate," Grobler said. Baker waves happily to each gardener, street sweeper, and security guard she passes. "Cycling is awfully good public relations," she told the pair. "At least I can get around and see the beauty of the place, too." Vocabulary focus. Puncture. Thick-skinned. Eccentric. Originate. Unheard of. Dignified. Grandeur.